Chazar zeichen nishos baruch chetzel shagun v'am Yehuda mitzechus Erev and Daf Samach Dalet. Yehuda name Shmuel said an employee of a goy may join the Erev in place of the goy. Rav Nachman said this is an excellent psak. Yehuda name Shmuel also paskin that someone who drank a revias of wine may not paskin. Rav Nachman said this is not a good psak because my mind is not clear until I drink a revias of wine. Rav asked Rav Nachman, why did you say that this is a good psak and this is not a good psak? A pasuk teaches that someone who does so will forget his learning. Rav Nachman said, I take back what I said. Rabbi Rav Huna said, one who drank wine should not daven, but if he does, he has fulfilled his obligation to daven. One who is intoxicated, who is shikur, should not daven. If he does, his davening is considered to be disgusting. What does it mean, drinking wine? What does it mean, shikr, intoxicated? These terms were explained by Rabbi Abba bar Shumni and Rabbi Nasher bar Yirmiyah Megifti, who, there was once they were taking leave of each other. Each repeated something that the other had never heard as a way to remember their departing friend. One said, someone who drank wine refers to someone who can still speak in front of a king, and someone who's intoxicated refers to someone who can no longer speak in front of a king. The other then said, if one has financial windfall because he has obtained the possessions of a ger who died without inheritors and he was kind of the nechse ager, if he wishes to protect the money and not to have it subject to a loss from ayin hara or other losses, he should use some of the money to purchase a safe attire. Shesha says the same should be done for one who has acquired a lot of money through marriage. Rava says the same should be done for someone who made a lot of money in business. Or Papa says this should even be done for someone who finds a lost item and thereby becomes wealthier. Nachum Yitzchak says you can also buy tefillin with the money to accomplish this goal. Roim Bar Abba said traveling the distance of a mil or sleeping for any amount of time removes the effects of wine. Rav Nachman, named Rabbi Ravua, says this only works for one who drinks a revias. If you drank more than a revias, then the effects of the wine increase by traveling or by sleeping. Marietta Bright says the story of Rabbi Gamliel was riding on a donkey was followed by Rabbi Loi. They came across loaves of bread on the ground, or Rabbi Gamliel instructed Rabbi Loi to pick them up. He then instructed them to give them to a guy who they had met, whose name Rabbi Gamliel knew. The guy told Rabbi Loi that he had never met Rabbi Gamliel. It became clear that Rabbi Gamliel obviously had Ruach HaKodesh. From this part of the story, we learn three things. Number one, you're not supposed to leave food on the floor. Number two, we follow the majority of travelers. He considered this bread to be of a guy and therefore usher for Rabbi Loi to eat, and they told him to give it to a guy. And number three, the chametz of a guy that's in existence. They have to overpay that because mutter for benefit from after pay style. The story continued. Rabbi Gamliel reached his destination. A man asked him to be mataned of him. Rabbi Gamliel said, because we've drank a revias of Italian wine, we have to travel to get rid of the effects of the wine. So they traveled 3 mil, descended from the Rabbi Gamliel and got descended from the donkey, wrapped himself in a talus, was mataned for the man. From this part of the story, we learned four things. Number one, a revias of Italian wine makes someone shikker. Number two, an intoxicated person may not paskin. Three, traveling rids someone of the effects of the wine. And number four, you're not allowed to be mataned unless you're seated. We see from this brayse that Rabbi Gamliel had to walk 3 mil to rid the effects of the wine, not just 1 mil. Tomorrow it says Italian wine is stronger, and therefore a longer distance of travel is needed to rid someone of its effects. Marius from Nachum said before that if one drank more than revias because it's more intoxicating, traveling will more than a mil will actually cause him to become more intoxicated. So if Italian wine is stronger, traveling longer distances should increase intoxication. Marius said Rabbi Gamliel was riding on a donkey, not walking. Therefore, traveling longer distances removed the effects of the wine. This is also why he had to travel 3 mil. Since he was riding, not walking, he needed to travel a longer distance to rid himself of the effects of the wine. Marius from Nachum said that one may be mataned when walking, standing, or riding. Marius is actually machalekas tanoim whether one must sit when he's mataneder or not. The Tanu says that the judge must find a reason to annul the vow would say that the judge must sit because that requires concentration. The one who says that this need not be done would say that the judge does not need to sit. We find that Rabbi Gamliel held that a judge must find a reason. That's why he himself sat down to be mataneder. The Braisa said that the one may not leave food on the floor. He said this is only true in the earlier generations when the Jewish girls did not practice kishuf. However, in the later generations when they did, you should leave the food on the floor. Bryce says that the whole loaf should be left on the floor because of kishuf, but pieces may be picked up. Rav Asi, Pasuk says that pieces of bread were used for kishuf. The Gemara says it was used to pay for the one doing the kishuf, but it was not used for the kishuf itself. Rav Sheish, in the name of Rav Ben Azariah, said, the Pasuk says that after the Churban we are drunk because of our troubles, Nevach. Based on that, Rav Sheish said, no one can be held responsible for any of their actions, and therefore they can't be punished for them anymore after the Churban. A Braisa says, that a drunk person is responsible for all his actions and gets punished accordingly, although he's not allowed to daven. So how could Rav Sheish said you're not going to get punished for anything? And Mora says Rav Sheish meant that after the Churban, a person would not get punished for not davening because we're all considered to be drunk because of our troubles. Nebuch. Rav Hanina said a drunk person is responsible for his actions only if he hasn't reached the level of shikr, level of intoxication of light, who was mezana with his own daughters due to his intoxication. However, at the level of light, one would not be responsible for any of his actions.